open your mind, thinking of what you think of. Lying inside the big machine, what do I feel? It's pretty cold and it's a while. Well, I like it here.
That was a great hit.
Not as good as the hits they play on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
So true. Keep it locked.
100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, attention Oneonta, this is Andrew Trebilcock. It is now 6 p.m., which means whatever I want, we're on till 8 p.m. The last show of the semester, how about that? Also, the 17th installment of whatever I want. It's a great day, it's also Mother's Day today. Make sure you guys are calling your moms today. Send them some flowers, if you got the money. I don't, unfortunately, but just give them a call, you know, send them a song that reminds you of them, something. you know? But, yeah, it's a little sad last show of the semester, but if you guys are available on Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m., I will have a little show. If you know, actually, I don't know if you guys know, but Monday to Tuesday, Radiothon 2026, which means for 24 hours straight, there's going to be a radio show. A DJ is going to come in and play some music for an hour, and I will be closing out Radiothon. So Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m., tune in for that. But yeah, so I'm just going to do my normal thing. Got some nice, beautiful songs for you guys today. Let's see what we got on the itinerary. Playing right now is some Grouper from her album, The Man Who Died in His Boat. This song is called STS. I'm going to see Grouper in September. It's going to be awesome. But we got some of the usual suspects that I like to play on the show today. Some Duster, if you like them. Some Slow Dive. A little bit of Dean Blunt. I'm going to play some old stuff, too. I'm going to close it out with like some folk kind of stuff. I got some Neutral Milk Hotel, some Bob Dylan, some Alex G stuff. But it's going to be a fun show. And maybe I have a couple songs to play for my mom, because it's Mother's Day. But first song is going to be from The Microphones. The song is called I Want Wind to Blow. So, hope you like it.
Just shut up. There's no black or white, no change in the light, no night, no golden sun. The sound of cars, the smell of bars, the awful feeling of electric heat. Fluorescent lights, there's sacrifice, there's hard feelings, there's pointless waste. Thank you.
Okay. That was I Want Wind to Blow by The Microphones. That is from their album The Glow Part 2. You might be familiar with it. It was like in like the top like 10 albums of the past few decades. But super good stuff. I love The Microphones. Mount Eerie. Really great stuff. But next up, we're going to start dedicating some songs out there. It is Mother's Day, and I feel like I have a lot to owe to my mom, and I feel like I probably wouldn't even have a show right now if it wasn't for my mom. You know, I grew up with a lot of really cool music, and yeah, I'm just super grateful. So we're going to kick it off with some Radiohead. I feel like Radiohead was like my gateway into listening to all this cool music, you know. My family loves Radiohead, but I know specifically my mom does really like this song. This is Anyone Can Play Guitar by Radiohead from Pablo Honey. So, good song. Anyone can play guitar. It's true. Anyone. Even little old me. But, sorry. I don't know why I said that. But yeah, that was Radiohead from their album, Pablo Honey. Good song. I remember like listening to Pablo Honey with my mom. Like I got the vinyl and she was saying how much she liked that song from this record. But, you know, it's good stuff. Thanks, Mom. But next up, one more for her. I got a Geese song because recently my mom actually, I have to credit for getting me into Geese because I was like a D1 Geese hater pretty much all of last year around the time Getting Killed came out. And, like, everybody, all my friends are like, dude, you gotta listen to Geese, man. They're the next big thing. They're the next Radiohead. I'm like, yeah. Okay, buddy. Like one of my friends showed me, like, 100 Horses by them. And I was like, meh. Meh. But then my mom texts me. She's like, oh, you should listen to Taxes by Geese. I was like, oh, boy. She hopped on the train. But I listened to it, and slowly I have gotten really into them. And, like, my mom is, like, showing me songs. I'm like, I don't even know that song. This is crazy. But, so I got Half Real by Geese coming up from Getting Killed. I was talking to my mom because, like, Geese played on, like, SNL or something like that. And they played a couple songs. And my mom was saying that Half Real was her favorite from the album. And I was like, I don't even know that one. I only knew, like, Cobra and, like, Taxes. But I listened to Half Real. And I... and would confidently say that this is my new favorite Geese song. So, I hope you guys like it. I hope my mom is listening, and I hope she likes it. Whoever's listening, Half Real by Geese. Real by Geese. Yep, it's good stuff. I actually really like Getting Killed. A lot of people really love Cameron Winter's solo stuff, which is good. It's good. But I'm more of a fan of, like, the group. Geese. Getting Killed is a really cool and fun album. Some really pretty songs on there. I'm not really, like, tapped in. Like, I'm not, like, a Geese head, bro. Okay? Like, I only know Getting Killed. I don't really know 3D Country that much. I probably should, you know? Because I like to boast about the music I listen to. But I guess I should tap in more, right? I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a shot. But, yeah, I really like Getting Killed. I want to go see them in October, like November. They're playing in Queens. I want to go with my mom. So, hey, Mom, let's start saving some money. Let's go. But, yeah, so for today's show, like, you know, I feel like a lot of the music I listen to, I have to give credit to other people, you know, that other people show me stuff. And it kind of expands my mind on what I know about music, you know. But this next song, I was driving home from Lake Placid. I was driving home with good friend Paige and Kate. And Paige showed me this song by Phish. And, like, all my poker buddies, they love Phish. Or my friend Nate really loves Phish. And he's gone to, like, all their shows. Like, he, like, goes to all their crap. And I just kind of knew them as, like, a jam band, you know? Like, I never really listened to any of their albums, like, in full. Like, I've looked at a little bit of Billy Breathes. And this is what this song is from. The song is called Waste by Phish. But it's a really beautiful song. And, yeah. Thanks, Paige, for showing me it. I like it. And I'm going to play it now. Waste by Phish.
Wanna be an actor, pretending on the stage. Don't wanna be a writer, with my thoughts out on the page. Don't wanna be a painter, 'cause everyone comes to look. Don't wanna be anything, when my life's an open book. A dream, it's true.
You'll see what I might have
Cool song. I like it. Waste by Phish from Billy Breeze, released in 1996. Elektra Records. I didn't know that. Who else is from Elektra Records? I feel like that's so familiar. Let's see. But yeah, next song is Now It's Coming Back by Duster. I'll let that play a little bit, but Elektra Records. Let's see. Okay, but what are some, like, bands? Oh, Metallica, The Doors. Huh. Good for you, Phish. Okay. Cool stuff. Alright, I'll shut up. Sorry. Now It's Coming Back by Duster. That was Emergency Turn Off by All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors. They're a New Jersey-based shoegaze band from around like the mid-90s. Super cool sound. Very like extraterrestrial. That's how I describe it. You like that one? But yeah, they're a great band. I've played them before on the show. A lot of people know them from their song Your Imagination. It goes a little like this, like this. Yeah, I love them a lot. I have to listen to them more, but I know a good amount of their stuff. I love the end of that song, Emergency Turn Off. It's super cool. We're like, la la la. I like that a lot. But next up is going to be REM. Shout out to my dad. Love REM. I feel like I really got into REM because of my dad. Like, I am always talking about them with him. But yeah, I love Michael Stipe so much. It's one of my favorite singer-songwriters of ever, I feel like. But the song is Wall of Death by REM from New Adventures in Hi-Fi. That's a great underrated record, I feel like. If you aren't too familiar with REM, I definitely suggest you go check it out. I got the CD back at home, so I gave it a listen pretty recently. Love it. This song is really cool, though. Yeah, Wall of Death. Take my chances on the wall of death. Death by REM. Good track. Yeah, I hope that was a good song to convince you to listen to New Adventures in Hi-Fi, because it's a really cool album. So check it out. Up next, I'm going to play a song from one of my favorite live records ever. This is Project Fest 96, live at the Vic Theater in Chicago, Illinois. I think it was What's the date? June 25th, 1996. This is Soul Whirling Somewhere, one of my favorite artists. If you listen to the show at all, you might recognize that name. One of my all-time favorite singers of the 1990s. If actually, he is probably my favorite singer, songwriter of the 1990s. I mean, I take so much inspiration from Soul Whirling Somewhere. And you know, this show... Today's show, if you're just tuning in, my name is Andrew Trebilcock. This is Whatever I Want. We're on from 6 to 8 p.m. But I'm feeling, like, nostalgic. You know, it's the last show of the semester. I just want to, like, give credit where credit is due to some of my biggest inspirations in music and just life, you know? Let's do it. But this song is called The Last Time I Left. By Soul Whirling Somewhere, from recorded at Project Fest 1996. If you're not familiar, Project Records is one of my favorite record labels. A lot of really beautiful, like, just like ethereal music of the 1990s, you know. But I'll stop talking and I'll just play it.
Last time I left, I was kissing your kitchen floor goodbye, and I spent way too much time just lying in your bed.
like we used to do. This is the last time. And all the friends in the world, and all the time, all the things I could do to distract me from you will not. And all the love from another hand, graced with a world I'm too unfamiliar with, I will never want to know, because it gets me no further away from remembering you.
That was The Last Time I Left by Soul Whirling Somewhere, live at Project Fest 96. Such a great track. I mean, I listened to this album so much. Like, all the way through. You gotta listen to the whole thing, because it's just, like, his whole show. But, God, it's such a great live record. Please check it out if you liked it, if you liked what you heard, you know? But now, we're gonna spin back to little bit of stuff from my high school day, you know? Back in high school, I was really kind of into, like, bedroom pop, I guess you can call it. Like, Mac DeMarco was my favorite artist of all time. I thought he was a genius. And he is a genius. And that's why I'm going to play a Mac DeMarco song, actually, for you right now. This was my favorite record back when I was in high school. Probably, like, when I was a little freshman boy. It's like, I don't even know how old a freshman is in high school. 13, right? Yeah, I guess I was like 13, 14 years old. But his album, Another One, has always been like my all-time favorite Mac DeMarco record. If you're familiar with like his discography, you might know this one. But this is like the demos from Another One, which I remember like listening to the demos before I actually listened to Another One. And I didn't even realize that like it wasn't like the actual release. And I didn't figure that out for like 3 years. I just would always listen to the demos, just thinking that was like the actual record. But they're great. I mean, the demos are awesome. So I don't even know how to pronounce this song. It's called, it's like She Don, but she is spelled with a Z. Z Don. Z Don number 2. Okay. Let's do it.
To know.
She Don't, number 2 by Mac DeMarco. I feel like Mac DeMarco is just like one of those artists that's just going to be so generational. Like, I don't know how much of like what the age range is for Mac DeMarco listeners, but I feel like a lot of older people, at least like in like the millennial or what is before millennial? It's a Gen X or something like that, or Gen Alpha. I don't know. But like, I don't know. I just feel like they don't really understand like how influential Mac DeMarco really is. I mean, like, I feel like when we're older, like my generation, what am I? Am I Gen Z? What generation am I? I don't know. Wait. What generation is 2005? Yeah, I'm Gen Z. Okay. Yeah, but I feel like when us Gen Zers are old, like, our kids are going to be, like, listening to Mac DeMarco because we all listen to Mac DeMarco, you know? And I feel like everybody did that's in, like, my age range. At least, like, one point in their life, they were listening to Mac DeMarco. Like, I feel like he's so influential. But I don't know. I could be wrong. But, yeah, so I'm going to keep playing some stuff that I was listening to in high school, you know? This is an artist called Memo Boy. You probably know him by his song Insomniac, this one. A lot of people know that song. It's a big TikTok song. I love TikTok. But I'm going to play two of his songs back to back because, I don't know, it was like the other day, I totally forgot this album like even existed. I remember like going to a tennis game in high school and it was like raining and I put on this album because it's so like spacey. And like the other day, this like even like just like the past week, it's been just like muggy and rainy and just garbage weather. And I was going to class and I was like stuck. I was trying to put on some music and I was like, I don't know what to listen to right now, like on my way to class. And I don't know, I was just like going through like my liked songs on like Spotify and this came up and I was like, oh, wait, let me try listening to this. Cause I remember liking it a lot. And it was just like a perfect, like, it was just the perfect mood. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It was just perfect for like the weather and just like the day I was having. And I've been listening to this album like a lot recently. So I'm going to share this with you guys. So I'm going to play Hello Tender and The Olive Man. And then we're going to go on a quick little break. Because at 7 o'clock, I got to go. And then I'll be right back. Because we're on until 8. My name is Andrew Trebelcock. How you doing? You guys like that? I did. Really nice. Nice stuff. I feel like it's like really simple, but it's really very pretty.
Very good stuff. And he made that in high school. I mean, come on, man. What was I doing? I was freaking playing on my Nintendo Switch like a chud. I guess I'm a chud. All right, we got like 2 minutes before break, so I'm just gonna just play you some instrumental stuff.
And then I'll be back at like 7:02. Okay. Yep. Have fun. Don't go anywhere. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Don't. My name is Andrew Trebilcock. Thank you.
graffiti. Where were you in 62?
Special one and jump into your candy colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down
and tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up,
I'm